I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Material and emotional cleanup is proving a slow process in post-quake Japan. Scott Henson with the Evangelical Alliance Missions Horizons magazine says work from the church is going slowly, too. They're working hard, but conversions aren't the focus. They're meeting physical needs first.
I think the planting of the church and the sharing of people's faith in Japan has traditionally been a long-term endeavor in relationship building, and I don't really see this as being any different other than an opportunity for the church to live the message that's been preaching.
Meanwhile, the dictionary defines help as a verb, meaning to give or provide what's necessary to accomplish a task or satisfy a need. That, in a nutshell, is the mission of Health, Environmental, and Learning Program, or HELP. They're a holistic ministry intent on transforming community physically and spiritually. Co-founder Tim Ackerman says they serve the poor in the Himalayas, starting with literacy classes.
By the end of all of our trainings, the literacy, then going on to agriculture, animal husbandry, health. After several years, there will be whole villages that will become Christian.
And E3 Partners, new director of Israel, really knows what it means to kick things into high gear. Prior to joining E3, Jason Elam was the Denver Broncos place kicker. Along with five others, he was just inducted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Elam recently joined E3 Partners in an official capacity after several years of assisting Middle East Region Director Tom Doyle on many E3 expeditions. He'll continue to focus his efforts on leading their gospel strategy in Israel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD so you can see how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.